So it's not primarily about the design. Mm-hmm. It's more so about the feeling that people get when they think about your brand. Sell me on this. Outside of the fact that it says something cool, but you don't even know that to be true. People trade their soul for money. I'm fighting against your message and it feels like I'm winning. Make me feel something when I start talking about this brand.
In order for the maintenance of wealth and longevity and the generational wealth everybody's running around talking about, it's not practical if you're not healthy.
For who?
That's a fact. For everybody. Ooh, for anybody.
I'm not that healthy. You suck, your business sucks, and you'll never be successful. How many people paid you $5,000? You never lied to anybody? Okay, real quick. Anything you see in here? It's over, bro. What's your belief system? You're married, yes, to a woman, or you let your wife wear pants? When I ask you for something and you don't give it to me, are you knowing that you're lying to me?
Lying?
You cannot move being this comfortable. But you be in the crib and your drawers just like, hey, yo. My job is to make you fail. My job is to make you quit. My job is to make you cry. But if you survive it, success is on the other side. All right, welcome, man.
Peace, peace.
What's your name?
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Yes, sir.
All right, so in that New York era, there's a lot of people that name themselves like that. Where'd that come from?
Well, my name comes from the Nation of Gods and Earths, commonly referred to as Five Percenters.
Five Percenters.
Yeah. So, you know, you get bestowed or you take on an attribute that reflects something significant to you, something that you should aspire to be. So that was one thing that was so in me. So I just strive to live that out.
When did you become a Five Percenter?
1994.
Before or after you went in?
After.
Okay, so I want to ask this because my cousin, when I was young, but my cousin would like be in and out often. Just, you know, he's out in Philly, you know, shouts out to my cousin. And my grandma, who like would take care of him too, as well as mom, but my grandma, I remember her saying this and I was super young. She said, you know, when you go to prison, you become a Muslim. Really, I just remember this conversation. Yeah. So it's you go in and become this five percenter. Is it because there's a lot of people there doing it? And you're like, I need to join some sort of group.
Actually, kind of the opposite, actually. Like most of my brother and most of the people that I ran the streets with at that time will get knowledge of self. So I was constantly building with them on visits and stuff.
Got it.
And yeah, so, yep, so that's... That's one of my biggest transformations in prison. That and becoming vegan has just helped me excel.
You're a vegan in prison?
Yeah. Yeah, before it was famous.
Right, yeah, I was about to say. I didn't even think veganism came out till like 2016 or so. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
What was you eating in there?
Oh, man. Most of the majority of the time I was in there when I was vegan, I worked in a mess hall, which is like a cafeteria. So that would allow me to get certain fresh fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. But my primary diet would be rice and beans. Mostly everything is pretty much out of a can. So rice and beans, you know, for the most part, that's it. Peanut butter, oatmeal.
Beans ain't no pork in it?
No,
I'm saying some of the cans, especially.
No, I mean, you know, you get a lot of the same stuff. You get out of black beans, kidney beans.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. All right, cool. That was the bulk of it.
All right, so 18 and a half years in prison, and then you become a graphic designer in prison.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, how you do that.
So I grew up in a household where everybody's artistic. So since I was young, I used to always draw. My father was way better than me at drawing and a hell of a painter. Mm-hmm. My brother could draw, my mother could draw. So by the time I had gotten in the prison, I had begun to get into computers. Mm-hmm. So between, you know, me liking technology and computers and drawing, I got into graphic design.
Got it.
I think about sometime probably around, I don't know, maybe 2005, I did my first logo for a friend of mine. I had a small production company.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I also went to college, so I had access to computers. So.
Okay. How long have you been building this business?
Pretty much since I got out. I started out, so I came home in 2012. And I was doing like a lot of freelance work as a graphic designer, small stuff, starting off with the flyers and all of that type of stuff. And as my workload began to increase and I began to take on some better clients, like I have a roofing company down here, I do their billboards, magazine ads, stuff like that. So I began to kind of like be overburdened. So I started to outsource. So like kind of like over the past year or so, I've been really trying to transition into more of a consultancy. So where when the projects come to me, I can just assemble them, the needed people to do them. Because the goal is not to make a job for myself, right? Right. So
what's your business? What business do you run?
So that's Koozie Arts, the design.
Koozie Arts is, I'll design some stuff for other people.
Correct.
And then the Hip Hop Vegan is the clothing brand.
Yeah, so Hip Hop Vegan is a part of the brand called Uswear. So me and my wife started that. I actually started when I went to an event down here in Grant Park. They had the Brooklyn Day thing. Mm-hmm. So I had made a shirt with my neighborhood from Brooklyn, which is East New York. It was BKENY.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were inquiring about the shirt. So I came back and I was like, man, I think we can do something. Being that I design, so right. You know, we started
designing. Uswear represents what?
So Uswear represents me and her, hence the us. And then us as a broader yeah. Level, kind of like a FUBU mentality.
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, it's about apparel that speaks pretty much.
Okay. And how much money have you made?
So Uswear, we do about kind of almost the same as Koozie, like between 19, all the way up a couple of years, we did like 30 grand. So yeah, that's that, of course that's gross. You know? So,
oh yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
So how do you have a job?
I do. Yeah, that's one of my biggest problems. Yeah.
Right.
I work with a lawn care company.
Okay, you make good money from that?
Yeah, these for the Atlanta standards, you know. Yeah.
More than this 20,000.
No, yeah, like in the 70 range, yeah.
Gotcha, okay. All right, so what's the biggest issue you're having?
So the biggest issue is doing multiple things, multitasking. You know, I've always been creative before they came with that term, so I have ideas, I start stuff, but it's hard to do, you know. Managing a business is real. So my goal is by the end of this year, I got to get out of this job so I can fully commit.
Why don't you just quit now?
I'm not ready yet financially.
Why not?
Yeah, the money is not there. You know, I have a certain standard of living, you know, so I gotta.
Do you save money?
Yeah.
A lot?
Not a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. I just started some more. I was watching an interview with you. I said, I gotta go back to Acorns. So I just went back to 100%. That, starting taking $50 a week out and doing the roundups as well.
Gotcha. So yeah. Would you say you're good with managing your money?
No, I'm getting better.
Okay.
Thanks to my wife. She's the. You know, I come from a risque background, man, you know, and I was moved for so long.
For sure.
So, you know, so it's a different.
So with this 19,000 gross, which will come out to about $6,000 a year in the business, and you double that because in both these businesses, you probably come home with $12,000 a year. Extra $1,000 a month.
Well, everything with the clothing, we literally put everything back in there. We don't take nothing out of that.
No, I'm saying you make about $12,000 a month in both businesses, the art business and apparel.
Well, we rewind the question. Do I make?
Yeah. How much do you think you bring home every single month?
Okay.
From the art business and the apparel business.
Okay, so the apparel is anywhere between, not bring home, I gotta say gross. Mm-hmm. And then we can try to narrow it down.
Gross?
We can narrow it from there. Between 2,500 to 3 grand for the apparel.
From the website?
No, so we're in two retail outlets and we also vend. So the bulk of that is coming from when we're vending.
Gotcha.
The website,
we gotta vend every month?
Yeah, we vend like twice a month, sometimes three.
So about 2,500. Minus VIN fees, minus apparel, all that stuff. Would you say I probably come home with about $1,000 a month?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Less or more?
Yeah, $1,000 to $1,500. But like I said, we really literally put it back in.
Yeah, for sure. So but I'm saying if.
But that would be the net. Yeah.
Let's just say it's high end, $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably operating at like 30% margins because let's say, how much you sell shirts for?
T-shirts are 30. We do have some sublimation t-shirts. Those are 45.
Right. But let's say the t-shirt's 30. How much does it cost you to print?
Print is about $10 with the tags and everything. All in, it's about $11.
About $11?
So, yeah.
Which is about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
And if we tack on however much it costs to vend, the packaging, tax, all that kind of stuff. On a good month, you're coming home with $1,000.
Yeah.
And you don't do a whole lot of graphic design stuff, huh?
Yeah, sort of. So,
what's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait, there's more. This isn't just a summit, this is an experience, I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you gotta network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're gonna sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're gonna create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
The graphics, I do similar to that, but normally about $2,000 or so. Yeah.
On the graphics?
Yeah, on the graphics.
Okay. Well, it just doesn't cost you a lot to do the graphics.
But I do, you know, I pay for a lot of software. You know, that's a few hundred of it. Yeah. And then recently, since I've been moving to the consultancy thing, now I got to pay designers to do a project. So
for sure, like, which cuts into those margins. Yeah, absolutely. The first thing we really need to understand is our numbers. It's not a bad thing on you. Most people don't understand their numbers. Mm-hmm. I don't understand my numbers all the way. Now, at the high level of it, I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm a lot better than the average person in the numbers, but you've got to get better with your finances, because if you're making $70,000 a year on your job, you're making $1,000 a month from your clothing brand. Let's say you do, I would imagine you make more than 50%. You probably bring home maybe $1,500 a month out of $2,000 a month for the design work, because most of it's just design. Mm-hmm. That's an extra $2,000 to $2,500 every single month. But for some reason you can't account for it. You don't know where it's at.
Yeah,
because the $70,000 should take care of your lifestyle, bills, all that kind of stuff. And even if we put money back into the business, out of the $3,000, we take $1,000 And that's us to keep. The other 2,000 goes back into the business. Mm-hmm. That's what should be going back into the business. We shouldn't have to take the whole 1,000 and put it back unless there's some other holes somewhere in these finances. Yeah. But out of the 3,000 that you bring from the clothing brand, 2,000 of that is product, whatever. We take that 2,000, put it back into the business, but we should still be netting 1,000 a month from the clothing. We should also, even if you make 2,000 a month from your design work, it might cost you $500 to make the 2,000. Another $500 you may want to put back into the business to invest in software. You still should be coming back home with another 1,000, meaning you should be up $2,000. And I'm not even talking about the money from your job.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to be living a $70,000 a year lifestyle. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Do what you want. Pay your bills, squander it, go play, buy vegan stuff. Whatever, because I know it's hard.
It's expensive. Oh, for sure.
That $70,000, that's what you live off. But you should still be able to operate your business while pocketing $2,000 every single month, and it still runs. But we don't have that money.
Yeah,
we need to find out where it's going.
Look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak. You could be quiet. You don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her, I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet is kept. Most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, I'm glad you kind of put it in context like that. But that's something specifically with the clothing. Me and my wife were just having a meeting about that. About really narrowing down, you know, and tightening up on things, because there's things we can do to cut costs as well.
Yeah.
So,
how many bank accounts do you have total?
A few. Yeah. I mean, obviously we got the business accounts. I got like three personal accounts. So.
Oh, you got three personal accounts.
Yeah. Just, well, you know, Navy Federal, that's good. Then, you know, Wells Fargo. Then I got a digital bank. So.
But why do you have those?
Because I like to keep money separate. Because if when it's all there, it's more opportunity or it's more enticing for me to do the wrong thing. So sometimes keeping things separate for me makes more sense.
Who you learn that from? Learn that in jail?
No, I learned that through experience.
No. I'm talking about like just having different personal accounts.
I just came up with it. I mean, if
let's do this. Yeah. You need, with multiple accounts, it means it's easier for things to fall through the cracks and you not to know where your money's going. Mm. I get it 100% in terms of you don't want to see the amount in the account, because if I see it, then I'm up, then I'm going to spend it. But the way we curb that is we have one personal account that we can manage, but when money comes into the personal account, let's just say your paycheck, when money comes into the personal account, it needs to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Not another personal checking account, maybe a savings account. Or like you talked about with Acorns, I take a daily amount that goes into the stock market every day. Mm-hmm. And my checking account, I have I think 15% of all the money that comes into my checking account goes into my savings account. So for instance, I pay myself $10,000 a month. twice a week, I get a check for about $4,300 because of taxes and all that kind of stuff. 15% of that $4,000 goes into a separate savings account, but I only have one personal account that I operate out of. Mm-hmm. So my business pays me $10,000 mm-hmm. a month. Out of that $10,000, 15% goes into a savings account that I don't touch. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? But if I have multiple personal accounts, it's okay, I'm gonna put Netflix on this card, and then I'm gonna put Hulu on this card, and I got LA Fitness on this card, and I got all these different things that it's hard to manage multiple accounts. So I get what you're saying, but you need that one personal account that you operate out of, but there needs to be some system where a certain amount of money is going somewhere else that you don't see.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Makes sense. I mean, yeah, just even to track it is hard, more or less keep up with it sometimes. Yes. It does make sense.
So savings accounts don't come with a debit card. Mm-hmm. Now, if I wasn't disciplined, but I am, right now my personal and my business, it's the same bank, right? Mm-hmm. But if I was in your case, I would take my savings account that the money's going into from my personal, it'd be a separate bank that I would have to go into to get some money out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like, even with back to the Acorn situation, I was telling my wife when I saw your video, I was like, if it's over there, I know I'm not going to really mess with it. Because, you know, Acorn is a process. You got to, takes days to get out. And so similarly, you're saying with a savings, just having a savings
for sure
separate.
And I have,
that would be the only separate outside of your standard checking.
Correct. So I have multiple banks, but that's because I'm disciplined and I've been doing it for a while. You know what I mean? So I can realistically have two personal accounts in two different banks. But until you can start to like really track your money and where you're going and you see that your account is growing, you need to have one personal account. And I kind of, you have multiple business accounts, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to venture off to say that you probably need to consolidate this business into one business account. Okay? How many business accounts you got?
Why would you say that?
How many business accounts you got?
Those two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the one for consulting and the one for the clothing brand, right? The only reason I'm saying this, and it's... You want to have... The reason why you have multiple accounts is for protection. Meaning, if somebody from the consulting company wants to sue you because they don't like the way you consulted or something happened, then they can't touch the t-shirt brand money and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But until you get systems in place, multiple accounts is just dangerous because the more accounts, the more holes go through, and we don't know what the cost is for these personal accounts, and we're just losing money that way. Mm-hmm. So right now, again, I'm in a separate situation. Like I got companies that have companies, S-Corps that have LLCs. You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion? Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference. No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies. Or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you. I hold everything, and it's like it's a very complex thing that I don't even understand. But those two businesses leave just more opportunity for you to lose money and to lose track of money. I'll say that because you need two. Do you have QuickBooks?
No, I use another software called Waze. It's similar.
Right.
It's an account
software. You got two ways. You need to have two of them.
Yeah.
Two ways. They both cost.
Well, no, that's actually a free program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. Actually pretty good. It's pretty cool. Comparable to QuickBooks.
But the checking account,
I get it though.
Some costs. If you don't have
monthly fee, yeah, a certain amount. Yeah, I get it.
And it be these little things, bro. Sometimes I think it's important, just in the beginning of business, to start out with one sort of singular focus and let's see how we can grow this. It's hard to monitor the growth of two businesses. Let's see. Okay, we got $2,000 in this account. Let's see after everything's paid next month, can we grow it to $3,000? Can we grow it to $4,000 while we're still investing in our business? But with two accounts, very, very difficult. And again, this might not be the best. If you talk to an accountant, they're going to say I'm crazy. If you talk to an attorney, they'll be like, nope, you need everything trademarked, separate accounts, keep everything separate. Don't do it all on one business. But I'm saying I'm just bigger on acquiring the skill of managing money first before we do the best strategy of building. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you can't build if you can't track it and monitor.
For sure.
That's what you're saying.
So vending, you're wasting time. Because you're doing it, but you're not making any money.
No, that's where the bulk of our sales are coming from.
Where's it at?
I get you.
Just because a business makes $3,000 doesn't mean the business is making $3,000. That's a waste of time. Yeah. You'd be in the exact same financial situation if you didn't have this t-shirt brand or the consulting company. Just making $70,000 a year. Would you agree or no?
Yeah, pretty much. Because everything is like, it's going back in and there's stuff slipping through the cracks.
We're wasting our time right now. Yeah. I'm not saying to stop the business, but right now you're wasting time.
Yeah.
So
the goal is to monitor time, monitor the money, and then make sense of the business of that.
100%. And in the first couple of years, you got to figure some stuff out, but you got to be active in figuring stuff out. So I'm looking at the, I'm looking at your deck for your clothing brand. And we got people like GZA, Charlie Clips, Master Killer, DJ Enough, Rocking the Gear. That's what's up. Anybody else?
Some people have kind of like promoted a little bit. Yandy promoted it.
I saw that because you had a quote from her that said,
yeah,
in your 2021 press release, which was 3 years ago, 2.5 years. So this is a really cool stocking stuffer, says entrepreneur and love and hip hop star Yandy Smith Harris, speaking to her 7 million followers live on Instagram about the Atlanta based clothing company Uswear. She clutches two neatly folded graphic t-shirts wrapped in plastic. So this is natural hair matters and health is wealth. The name of the company is Uswear, she continues. Holding a flyer, she quotes the brand slogan, apparel that speaks, so support them. Look them up. About 2 weeks later, Yandy is live again on Instagram. This time she is interviewing the owners of Uswear in the Big Black Pop-Up, a downtown Atlanta. So you're on her show?
No, it was an event downtown. She hosted it. Well, it was her event. So she came around and pretty much gave us a little airtime on Instagram.
Got it. Okay. This is dope. But it seems like we haven't had any like recent wins.
Yeah.
Well, in this situation was the first time Yandy was on live. What happened? How did that come about?
So the first time we just went down there and dropped some stuff off to her mom was there. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got the space downtown. So we forgot about it. Then one day she looked on live and she was, you know.
You dropped it off.
Yeah. So.
Are you intentionally going to do that kind of work now or no?
Not much drop offs lately. Yeah.
Maybe you should quit this business, bro.
More inboxing, reaching out to people online, more that.
Why not stop this business?
Why not? We need to grow it.
But you don't need to grow it. You got a job.
No, I can't do the job. It's not going to be.
No. You can do the job because you have one.
I mean, technically humans can do a lot, but I mean, yeah.
You could do this. You got this job. That's where most of the money's coming from.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because most of the money need to be produced from me
so
and my
wife.
So
quit the job and go hard with the clothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Are
but
you
right
trying
now
to do that?
It's not the step right now. Once I go back and realign some things, given your insight, and then once I get my wife and we figure out.
What does your wife
do? My wife's a model. She does also some work online.
Is she a model here?
Well, she's modeled for years. I mean, she's on there.
Which one is she?
The one on the right with the natural hair shirt.
Okay, model vibes.
Yeah.
And she's a full-time model.
Well, she doesn't do any runway anymore, so she does print work now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
She make good money doing that?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, when it comes, it's independent. You know how that is.
So. For sure. Well, she's not modeling, what does she do?
She works online, yeah.
What do you mean?
Or rather, excuse me, work from home.
Yeah. So she has a job too?
Yeah, she works from home, like part-time, yeah.
You have a job, she has a job, y'all both do some stuff on the side. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the clothing brand y'all do together?
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, don't quit the business because that's like bonding time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing this produces, right?
It is.
Time to hang out with your wife?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
To be able to build something, even though it's not where we want, but to be able to build something with her.
Okay. All right, so we got to grow this apparel brand, right? How do you plan on growing it?
I think right now, of course, we're going to reassess some things predicated on what you said, but the main thing I think is to work on online because we should be doing a lot better online. And me and her had a conversation yesterday because when we're in person.
Hold on one second. So you gave me your goal to grow online, but you still haven't told me how you're going to grow this brand.
Yeah. So the goal is to use online to generate sales. So, which is going to mean more posting. We have to start doing paid ads.
Okay.
But we really have to flesh out the brand. You know, the brand is me and her, us. We gotta show up online. We haven't been doing that. So
what's going to change after this conversation?
We were changing that anyway. But like I said, we just literally just had that conversation.
Okay. So when you say show up online more, what do you mean?
Physically. For a long time, we were mostly just posting what people wearing the clothes and stuff like that. But we're the backbone of the brand, and we know that people do buy from people, and the brand is centered around us. It's called Uswear. So people need to get to see us.
So just more posts on social media.
Yeah, more posts, more marketing, some paid advertising.
We dabbled
in that before. But
what do you mean by paid advertising?
Facebook ads, Instagram ads. Yeah.
You're going to run them?
No, I'm not going to run them.
Who's going to run them?
I'm going to get somebody to run them, yeah.
Somebody, you know how much that costs?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, about how much?
I mean, it's going to be based on the budget. I mean, we're going to have to budget out something.
No.
Monthly.
You have to pay a person to do it, but that's not including the amount that you spend.
Well, the person actually, I have a client that's opening a marketing company. He owns a couple other businesses that I do graphic design.
He knows how to run ads?
Yeah, he's been successful with himself, with his businesses.
Selling what?
Well, he's got a septic company, and he's got a property management company.
Okay.
So I do a lot of his stuff. And so he was like, yo, I've been having a lot of success. I'm on the launches.
So you do a lot of his stuff. It's branding.
Yeah, yeah. Marketing materials, mainly marketing collateral.
Okay.
Yeah. So
when's he going to start these ads?
We got to get that ironed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So run ads, major strategy. That's the major strategy to grow the teacher.
Run ads. I think in more so the organic, I think we got to show up.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be the major strategy.
Got it. I offer you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Grow, especially an apparel brand, it doesn't have everything to do with the visual because you can find t-shirts anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you got me a bag?
Yeah, I got your Health is Wealth hoodie in.
it's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Yeah, the Chanel patch.
Why didn't you get me the vegan joint? Because you know I'm not vegan.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I can't be a part of y'all?
Oh, that's for Donnie. Yeah.
This for Donnie?
I think. I don't know. You got to look in there. My wife packed that. I think she put you a Health as Wealth hoodie in there, too, though. Yeah, in the Blood of a King.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Is this me? This
yeah, so it's that, and there should be a hoodie in there for you.
Yeah, I got a hoodie. What up, Jay Hill? That's my celebrity friend, Jay Hill.
Peace, bro. What's good?
Oh, so the sweatshirt is for me?
Yeah, the sweatshirt and that blue Blood of a King.
I'm an extra large, though. I really want to wear this.
Oh, okay. I'll get you an extra large.
Yeah, I need an extra large.
Yeah, we were debating. She was looking at you online.
She's saying I'm little?
No.
That's crazy. Okay. Good quality. Got your U.S. wear tag in here.
Us wear, not U.S.
I mean us, my bad.
Yep.
Us wear? Okay. All right. So it's not primarily about the design. Mm-hmm. It's more so about the feeling that people get when they think about your brand. That's what we got to drive. Yeah. So sell me on this. Sell me on this.
Okay. So the Health is Wealth, we call it our Health is Wealth College Letter sweatshirt. Importance of that is because we have to have health as the primary focus before we can do anything. We can't get to wealth without the health. So when you wear that shirt, it's going to embody that, and that we want you to represent and understand the importance of health. So everybody can't be a spokesman, but you may embrace health. You may be a person that's health conscious. So we give you a garment to wear it. That's why we call this Apparel That Speaks.
I don't care. I mean, I've heard that before. I've heard that pitch.
Yeah.
It still doesn't mean anything to me.
I mean, if that case, I mean, everything is not going to resonate with every person.
Right, but it should resonate with some people.
Yeah, for the person that, you know, is health conscious, okay, it's a winner.
94, you got locked up.
Correct.
Which means you were out when FUBU was around.
Yeah.
I think it was 92-ish.
Kind of like the start of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
People were buying FUBU not because it had an amazing design on it.
The messaging.
There was some messaging. Mm-hmm. There's nothing out here for us, and the things that are for us weren't made by us. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. There was a whole culture of people that were saying, yo, this is a movement of we need to support us and our own. Y'all going out there rocking Calvin Klein and what was some stuff back in the day that used to
Hilfiger.
Hilfiger and all that. Timberland. And Timberland is saying, we don't even like y'all. Mm-hmm. We're not looking for black people to wear our boots. And y'all done turned it into some ghetto stuff. And we don't like it. But we kept wearing Tim's. But when FUBU comes on the scene, they create a movement, a story of a bunch of guys, one that was working at the Red Lobster, and there's this whole movement of people that it was so much white people were wearing for us, by us, and had nothing to do with them. And they were the direct enemy to our message. It's not for you, and it's not by you. Like, it's almost the opposite of what Timberland was saying or Tommy Hilfiger was saying. Yo, this brand, for white people, by white people, we don't accept y'all. So a FUBU comes out and said, oh, so if they want to play that game, now we got to be a part. Carl Kanai was dope because it was by a black person, but it was just fly. But FUBU came into the game and said, yo, this, it means more. Mm-hmm. We have a social responsibility to wear this brand. So sell me this sweatshirt, outside of the fact that it says something cool and outside of the fact that we got to be healthy so we can be wealthy. But you don't even know that to be true. You're healthy, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you wealthy?
No.
In some ways,
but
right?
But we know you're not going to be wealthy without the health.
Well, how do you know
that? I.e. Steve Jobs.
How do you know that? He was wealthy.
Yeah, but his health is what was his demise.
But he was wealthy.
Yeah.
So you can't say that you can't be wealthy without being healthy.
But the ultimate goal, from my perspective, and is what I thought about when I put that together, is that health has got to be primary focus before anything.
Yeah, and but there are some people that are healthy that are broke and would trade that six pack for $1 million. No?
I'm not saying no.
People trade their soul for money. Of course they trade that.
That's a fact.
I'm fighting against your message, and it feels like I'm winning. I don't need to be healthy to be wealthy. There are people that eat cookies all day long and stop at McDonald's. JL, you eat McDonald's, right? You're a savage. We eat fast food all the time, getting to this money. You hear me? Okay. And I'm super happy. Wife is good. Kids are good. I'm spiritually wealthy. I got everything but like the health wise, but I'm wealthy. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that just because I'm not healthy that I can't be wealthy. That's not simply not true.
No, I'm just saying when the ultimate goal, the long-term play is health and longevity. Mm-hmm. We do know the facts. We look at all the statistics. Leading cause of heart disease, eating all of this crazy stuff, meat primarily, cigarettes. It's not something that's longevity. And that's the problem with us in a lot of ways. We think short term. So we get,
So if you're saying somebody that eats McDonald's and drinks Coca-Colas for 20 years.
It's a recipe for disaster.
I mean,
yeah.
I watched.
See, Super Size Me?
Yeah, I watched a documentary with
the guy Warren who ate Buffett. The McDonald's. Oh, okay.
Warren Buffett drinks a Coke.
Yeah, he's famous for saying
McDonald's that. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna tell him that he can't be wealthy?
The Oracle of Omaha, no. But
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, that's anecdotal evidence, though. It's not. Exactly. That's not. That's
make
not,
me feel something when I start talking about this brand. Give me some imperial evidence. The reason why I need to wear this brand, David. You have a social responsibility to support your family with your wealth. Listen, you out here making all this money, but what about your health? You're going to leave money to your kids? I'm telling you, they'll trade the money for the feeling. But that's not, this is just one design. I'm talking about the brand as a whole. Uswear, make me feel responsible. Tell me about the stats of the money that's going into other communities and the money that's coming out of our community. Tell me about that kind of stuff to tell us, yo, we need to wear us. Nothing you have on has anything to do with us, which means you're them. Make me feel that when I'm talking about the brand. Mm. Talking about, well, you can't be wealthy if you're not healthy. It's simply not true.
I'm not saying you can't be wealthy without being healthy. I'm saying that the primary focus is health. In order to maintain, in order for the maintenance of wealth and longevity and the generational wealth everybody's running around talking about, it's not practical if you're not healthy.
For who?
That's a fact. For everybody. That's for anybody.
I'm not that healthy. I don't. You go to the gym a lot?
No.
So how you? You don't go to the gym?
I work out a lot. A lot.
You go to the gym at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't go at all.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been there in 4 weeks. I'm addicted to sweets. I think, sexually attracted to pasta. It's like pasta, it does something to me, bro. Like I see pasta with an unhealthy cream sauce, I'm in there.
What's your cholesterol level?
I don't know.
So you don't even know if you're healthy?
But I don't know.
You could be on the verge of a heart attack right now.
I could be. But somebody else, you could be on the verge of homelessness.
I mean,
which one's better?
Yeah.
You could be on the verge of poverty. If that job fires you, you're on the verge of homelessness.
No.
Because the t-shirt brand can't support our entire lifestyle.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I got other sources of income. Exactly. I mean, I'm not just.
Your selling points are weak. When we're talking about, I'm saying that the brand itself isn't what pushes the designs itself isn't what pushes the needle. So you're going to the vegan community and the people who believe the way you believe and they'll support. Mm-hmm. They're supporting. But when they wear the apparel, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. If this is your main thing, if this is the thing that you're going to push, you got to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make it mean something. So when you're talking to somebody, it needs to be a responsibility. I need to feel like I'm wearing this because I'm a part of a greater good. Gotcha. Not just a philosophy of health is wealth or blood of a king. Do I have the blood of the king? Of a king?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could have the blood of a slave master.
You could.
So you have the cool phrases But the phrase itself doesn't mean anything. I'm saying you need to get together with your wife and go deeper on the meaning, the necessity of this brand to the greater good of the world. Mm-hmm. I have a mission where I'm teaching young entrepreneurs. I have a mission where I'm teaching people to podcast, not because we want to get a bunch of views and likes. I'm telling you, it's very difficult to be a good communicator unless you communicate often. And what is the best way to communicate? We need to have a podcast on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I'm a great communicator because I communicate multiple times a week on my podcast. I can make human connections because I'm connecting with humans on a regular basis. We drop 4 episodes a week. Communication. Forget the mic, forget the likes, forget the downloads, forget the views. Listen, people's voices have been shackled for centuries. This is the first time in our history where you can like voice your opinion to the world and nobody can stop you.
That's a fact.
It used to be that you'd have to be on the radio, being selected to be on the radio to get your voice heard. Out of thousands of people that want to be on the radio, there's only one spot there. Or to get on TV, an impossible task. How could you get your message out to the world? Past your neighborhood. Okay, well, music comes out. And then music is it's your expression, right? But we're now, if you're not musically inclined, how do I free my voice and get my thoughts off of my chest? Well, we have podcasting now. So I'm saying forget making money from podcasting. I'm saying it's a responsibility for you to leave something for your kids where we can document it. My kids can say, hey, daddy, this is my dad. My dad was done. I'm talking about 100 years from now. I have no footage of hearing my dad's voice. And it's over. He's not here with us anymore. There's no documentation. I can't show my kids, hey, this is your grandfather. Brilliant. My dad was brilliant. Brilliant man. No one will ever know. So why isn't it our responsibility to start putting content out into the world so that your kids can say, yo, that man right there, my dad didn't make a whole lot of money. But I promise you, I'll be bragging on him today. But he was so wise. He had so much intellect. It's perspective on life. He never gave me an answer. I asked dad a question and he'd make me think about the answer. I'm like, dad, which one should I choose? He'll say, which one do you think? And I'll say, dad, I mean, if I knew the answer, I wouldn't ask you. He said, well, you have the answer, but you haven't tried. You're not even using your brain, son. I remember hearing him say that 1,000 times. If he said it once, he said it 1,000 times. You're not using your brain. You're not using your brain. You're not using your brain. I just remember growing up hearing him say, tell me that on a regular basis that I'm not using my brain. So I try to impress my dad by using my brain. Hey, dad, this is the decision that I made. This is why I'm going to do it. And I can explain to him why I made that decision. And he just nod his head. I like it. Because he made me think. But no one ever get a chance to hear my dad's voice. So why wouldn't we start a podcast so our kids can brag on us when we're not here? So I could say, hey, come to Podcast Summit so you can learn this and that. And no, it's a deeper message. Mm-hmm. When I hear, when I talk about this brand, I want to feel something. You understand? Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to double back. So I'm going to regurgitate kind of synopsis what you were saying primarily. So you're saying the messaging, you want the messaging so you can appeal to people, right? Correct.
One, the messaging, so we have a conviction ourselves first.
Okay.
And then when someone comes across somebody with conviction, they can feel that.
Okay.
I don't feel the conviction. Right now,
so let me tell you, so this is kind of our strategy has been to appeal to the people that this already resonates with primarily. Okay. To grow that and then start off sort of niche down and then grow from there. Yep. So you're saying just go for everybody pretty much. Use something that appeals to everybody And I guess by proxy, you'll get the...
No. I'm not saying appeal to everybody. I'm saying appeal to the people that you appeal to, but when you get in front of them, make them feel something so they become evangelists for your thing.
Got you.
There's a million people in that market. Mm-hmm. So what's different from you other than the design? Mm-hmm. You need to have the conviction that you're about to control a whole space, but you don't have that conviction yet. Which is why the brand isn't growing.
Got you.
Okay. So go home, and I want you to write out people.
I'm thinking about certain people, like reoccurring customers. So it's, I think these people essentially they because the brand resonates with them, they feel a certain way with it, but they're not feeling what we feel about the brand, and we should be kind of controlling that. Mm-hmm. We should be making people. I get you.
But I still think you need that conviction yourself. Because you don't have it yet.
Conviction
for
what?
If you did, you'd be going a little bit harder on the brand, period. Mm-hmm. You don't have the conviction. If you had the conviction about the brand, you wouldn't be spending time doing designs for other people. You'd be an evangelist for this brand. And that's the only thing people associate you with. Some people associate you with a graphic designer right now. Mm-hmm. Hey, you need a graphic designer? Hit up my mans. Oh, you need like the hip-hop vegan t-shirt? Hit up my mans. Mm-hmm. Some people look at you as a graphic designer. Some people look at you as a landscaper. Mm-hmm. Some people look at you as like a hip-hop enthusiast. I need everyone to look at you as one way, and you design it that way.
How do you do that when there's multi-facets of you?
Conviction. No, I mean, stop doing a bunch of stuff and be convicted about this one thing. When you wake up in the morning, you're focused on this one thing. How am I going to grow this thing? Mm-hmm. But again, you got. I can't tell you to be convicted about this clothing brand, like Damon John was. I can't. I don't know how to get you to be so convicted that every day you wake up, like Martin Luther King, I got one mission. Mm-hmm. He did have a couple of joints though, so I don't know if that's a good example. But you get what I'm saying. But he woke up with a mission.
I get it.
When you think of him, you think of mission. Mm-hmm. Malcolm X, you think of mission. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. When you think of Steve Jobs, mission. Mm-hmm. You don't think of nothing else when you think about Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. You got to go inside and get that conviction. Mm-hmm. Cool?
Yeah.
Go get
Thank
it,
you.
Man. My man. Yeah. All right, let's get it, man. If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're gonna like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.